Summer Nights, written by 10 citizens and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Connor Kent. Summary. Usually, Con only has to look out for planes or birds when he's out flying. Cute, white-haired boys with beautiful green eyes, not so commonly found above the clouds. But there's a first time for everything. And he really hopes it's not the last if it's Danny we're talking about here. Con breaks through the cloud cover that hides the sparkling night sky, and then he just drifts. It isn't much quieter up here. His hearing is too good, though the minutiae of a dripping faucet, farm animals snorting in their sleep, or Ma and Pa Kent softly breathing become more muffled and easier to tune out. Instead, there is a rumble of distant jet engines, the flapping wings of migrating birds, and the soft rustling of his worn pajamas against his skin. It is the emptiness, the open space, the freedom that he seeks each time he goes on these late-night excursions high above the Kent family farm and Smallville as a whole. Even with his eyes closed, that unfettered sensation remains, and it helps on hard nights when nightmares or insomnia get the better of him, or sometimes both. He floats as if he is lying on the ground, facing the vast sky with his interlocked hands cradling his head. The elevation makes the air cooler underneath the waning summer moon. Beads of water from the puffy clouds below slowly evaporate off his skin. Time passes, but he doesn't bother to keep track of it. He idly finds shapes within the stars, recognizing the Big and Little Dipper, but making up the rest on his own. For all that he's part alien, Con feels more grounded to Earth than outer space. He suspects the same goes for Clark, too. Nurture versus nature, probably. Con doesn't really know. He has just settled on categorizing one cluster of stars as some sort of fish when something crashes into the lower left side of his back, jolting him out of his musings. Oof, he grunts, surprise knocking the breath out of him more than the hit itself as he flips through the air. The muscles impacted ache like they've bruised, which is surprising considering his invulnerability. Con twists to see what hit him, his training prompting a defensive stance. Whatever had flown at him came from below. It could be some sort of ground-to-air weapon, like a rocket. He hadn't heard anything approaching, so he doesn't actually think, what the hell? It's a boy, a floating, white-haired boy, groaning a few feet below him and rubbing the top of his head in pain. Did Con just get headbutted in the back? Something about the boy feels off, but not overly so. Con can't quite discern where that instinct is coming from, or why something in his gut feels so unsettled by the stranger. He seems to be around Con's age, or rather, Con's visible age, and he's wearing some sort of black suit with white gloves and boots. The boy grimaces and looks up at Con, then his eyes widen. Are they glowing? Con can't help but shiver under the preternatural scrutiny, and he floats up to Con's level. Who are you? The boy asks, sounding dazed. Con feels just as bewildered. Con suddenly registers that he isn't in his Superboy outfit. He's still wearing Clark's old pajamas. How embarrassing. Ugh. Who are you? His voice cracks, then he clears his throat. What are you? The cute, no, focus, Con. The mysterious boy pouts. Con's stomach flips, but this time he can't blame it on eerie vibes or the suddenness of their collision. That's rude, the boy says, crossing his arms as his legs disappear? Wait, no, they've merged into a wispy tail. Whoa. I could ask you the same thing, but I won't, because despite what my sister says, I have manners. Sorry. Con can't stop looking between the ethereal white hair, mesmerizing green eyes, and those sparkling few freckles. Holy shit. Did his heart just skip a beat? Focus, Con. An inner voice screams again at him, sounding extraordinarily like an exasperated Tim Drake. "So who are you?" the boy repeats. Khan, still rebooting his higher brain functions, doesn't answer right away, and the boy bites his lip, which totally derails the mental reboot, by the way. Great row. He's so hot, and so weird. Weirdly hot. "I'm Danny," he continues, flying closer and holding out a white-gloved hand. Khan takes his hand on instinct, then panics a bit. Does he say he's Superboy even though he's in civvies? Or Kon-El? Or does he say Connor Kent because he's in civvies? Or maybe just, "I'm Khan." Middle ground. That's fine, right? His trepidations feel as if they are washed away when the other boy, when Danny, smiles wide and shakes his hand. "Wow. Nice to meet you. Sorry about crashing into you. I wasn't expecting anyone else up here, you know? And that cloud sure did, come out of nowhere?" Danny's voice sheepishly raises like it's a question, and he lets go of Khan. No, I'm sorry. I should have heard." Khan trails off as his super senses finally register what exactly had been bothering him earlier. His hearing strains to pick up something that isn't there, something that should be there. It's impossible, but Danny doesn't have a heartbeat. Khan can't help but stare at Danny's chest where a D-shaped insignia rests against the black of his suit. Is it a hazmat suit? Khan reaches out and lightly touches it, calling forth his X-ray vision just to check. He blinks it away a moment later, then looks up into Danny's confused green eyes. "You're... I'm?" Danny gulped. "Wait, why does Danny look scared?" "You don't have a heartbeat." Danny inexplicably relaxes, though it's clear he's still nervous about something. "Oh, yeah, that's normal. For me. Occasionally. Yeah." "Okay." Khan drags out the word dubiously, but he admits to himself that he has probably seen weirder stuff. Definitely has, actually. Danny glances down where Khan is still touching his chest like a weirdo. Great row, what is wrong with him? And Khan hurriedly pulls his hand away. He coughs awkwardly and tries to float away to give Danny some space, but Danny suddenly grabs Khan's hand, halting him. "I'm dead," Danny blurts out, looking shocked at his own sudden confession. "Sometimes. Right now, actually. But it's fine. I'm fine. I'm a ghost. So don't worry." Danny takes a shaky, deep breath. Khan tries to process that the cute boy in front of him is a cute ghost boy. Not quite like Dead Man. He feels really solid, and looks it too. But Khan is no supernatural expert. "It's, kinda an open secret," Danny continues, then chuckles. "Like, half a secret, actually. Just so you know." He tries to sound nonchalant, but Khan can sense the wary tension in Danny's stiff shoulders. Khan smiles. "Got it. He looks down at himself. "Same here? The powers, I mean, minus the dead part." Danny laughs, visibly easing in relief, and Khan wants to melt at the sound. He is so beautiful. "So what's a cute dead boy like you doing in a small town's airspace like this?" Khan flirts, winking. They're still holding hands, which gives Khan's stomach the butterflies. Danny blushes. "I'm visiting my aunt with my family. Everyone's been a little intense since they found out about my, condition, so I came up here to get away for a while. And the stars are so clear above the clouds." Danny's eyes practically glow as he looks wistfully above them. "What about you? Are you from around here?" Khan looks out to space as well and smirks. "Mostly." He then frowns when his inner Tim voice starts shouting, "Secret identities, Khan," at him. "But I shouldn't really say." "Oh," Danny draws the word out, looking worried. "Do your folks not know about all this?" Danny motions at themselves, still hovering midair. "I promise I won't tell anyone." "They know. I'm not there first," Khan admits, unable to hide the slightly begrudging tone to his voice. The Kents are good people, regardless of Khan's rocky relationship with Clark. "But even if I was, I would trust them." "Well, that's good." Danny squeezes Khan's hand reassuringly before releasing it. Khan mourns the loss. And I understand. You don't have to tell me. We've only just met. Danny looks embarrassed. It's silly to expect. He falters. Never mind. I'm sorry. Khan sighs, then makes a snap decision. Danny revealed a secret to Khan, which makes Khan really want to return the favor. Screw his paranoid inner Tim conscience. Well, as you can see, Khan pulls at the collar of Clark's old shirt hesitantly. I wasn't expecting to run into any civilians up here. Civilians? Danny repeats, confused. Then he gasps in realization. His lower half morphs back into legs as he begins to ramble excitedly. Oh, Ancients, are you a vigilante? Or a hero? That's so awesome. What's your name? I go by Phantom, or sometimes Ghost Boy, I guess, which isn't great, but at least it's better than Invisible. That was absolutely terrible. You're a hero too, Khan guesses. That would explain the insignia, and the information quiets his lingering apprehension about sharing his identity so quickly. More like a vigilante, if you ask most of my hometown, Danny answers. And there's this whole government agency that hates my guts, so... yeah. What? Khan hopes with all his might Danny isn't talking about Cadmus. Though, if they hate Danny, that might be a green flag, actually. Anyways, what about you? You didn't answer. Danny freezes, then flies right up to Khan's face, eyes definitely glowing. Are you in the Justice League? Khan forgets how to breathe. He's so close, they're only inches apart. I guess you could say I'm affiliated, Khan stutters. I'm Superboy. Danny's jaw drops a little, and Khan can't help it. His eyes dart to the other boy's lips. He looks back up quickly, but Danny definitely noticed. The Ghost Boy's blush is back and brighter than ever. Prettier than ever. Khan takes a leap. He gently pulls Danny closer by the waist, and Danny's breath hitches. Khan can't think straight enough to even try to filter his next words, not that he'd want to, and pun absolutely intended. It almost feels like, Khan whispers. Like? Danny breathes. Khan grins. Like our little collision was written in the stars, don't you think? His heart leaps when a soft smile crawls across Danny's face. Maybe, Danny murmurs, looking charmed, if Khan may say so himself. But then Danny smirks and says, It depends, Superboy. Khan raises his eyebrows. On what, Phantom? Danny drifts out of his hold. Did Khan's hands just go through his torso? And flies around Khan with a teasing expression on his face. On if you're as smooth a flyer as you are a flirt, Danny taunts with a mischievous grin. Khan returns it, and when Danny takes off into the starry night, he follows with a burst of delighted speed. The end. Author's end notes. Danny's POV. Ow, my head. OMG, cute boy. Oh no, rude boy. Midwestern manners activate. Wait, why is he staring at me like that? Oh shit, does he know I'm Phantom? Why is he frowning? Does he work for the GIW? Shit. Oh, never mind, phew. OMG, is he flirting? He's a hero. He's Superboy? Superboy is flirting with me. Okay, play it cool. Flirt back. Hell yeah, let's go. And they lived happily ever after. The end for real.